Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We talked last program about the authenticity of the Bible, and we shared some evidence. And the last one is the Septuagint. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament. It was completed almost 300 years before Christ was born. This translation contains all the prophecies of the coming Messiah that Jesus fulfilled when he came. The Septuagint, which is well documented in Jewish and secular history, shows consistent accuracy with today's Old Testament. So this is a powerful evidence because it happened hundreds of years before Muhammad started the Islamic religion. The Greek translation of the Hebrew Holy Scriptures, it was completed 300 years before Christ was born. Okay, did Muhammad came to establish a new religion? Many Muslims think that Muhammad came to establish the new religion based on the last revelation, final revelation from God. We will discover that this is totally not true. What many Muslim teachers claim that Muhammad's mission was to establish a new religion is not true, because according to the Quran itself, Muhammad's mission was not to establish a new religion, but to preserve the religion of Abraham in the Torah, Old Testament. Let me share with you some Quranic references. Surah 3, we read, say, Allah speaks the truth. Follow the religion of Abraham. Surah 4, who can be better in religion than one who submits his whole self to Allah, does good, and follows the way of Abraham, the true in faith? For Allah did take Abraham for a friend. Verse 125. Another one. So we have taught thee, Muhammad, the inspired message, follow the ways of Abraham, the true in faith. Of course, in future programs, we will talk about Abraham's faith. What does that mean? Okay. As I proved to you earlier, my Muslim friend, the Quran never states that its words replaced the words of the previous holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. I give you plenty of evidence. The Quran does state that some of its verses abrogate other verses in the Quran. You can read that in Surah 2, verse 106, and Surah 16, verse 101. The Quran itself says Muhammad did not come to teach new doctrines. And of course, I already mentioned to you many times that the Quran frequently affirms that Muhammad was given revelations to confirm what was already revealed in the holy books of the Jews and the Christians. It does not claim to correct, replace, add to, or annul the Bible. Never. Let me mention some Quranic passages just as a confirmation. Surah 41, verse 43, nothing is said to thee, Muhammad, that was not said to the messengers before thee. Another surah, 42, verse 13, the same religion has He, God, established for you as that which He enjoined on Noah and that which we enjoined on Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Namely, that ye should remain steadfast in religion and they make no divisions therein. Another surah, 46, verse 9. Say, Muhammad, I am no bringer of newfangled doctrine among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. Okay, let me repeat that verse to you. Say, Muhammad, I am no bringer of newfangled doctrine among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. Another one, Surah 3, verse 144. Muhammad is no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. Another one, 72, verse 21. Say, Muhammad, it's not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to right conduct. Surah 18, verse 110. Say, I am but a man like yourselves. He is just a man. Muhammad is just a man. This fact is very clear in the Quran. He did good things and many times he did bad things. He sinned. He had only a human sinful nature. And that's not my words. This is the evidence from the Quran and the Hadith. The Hadith tells us about Muhammad's actions and what Muhammad said. Okay, very important for you, my Muslim friend, to know who was the Quran intended for. Some verses in the Quran indicate that the Quran was given for the people of Mecca. Let me give you an example. Surah 42, verse 7. Thus have we sent by inspiration to thee an Arabic Quran, that thou mayest warn the mother of cities and all around her. We read in the Quran that it is for Arabic-speaking people. Another one, Surah 12, verse 2. We have revealed the Quran in the Arabic language so that you Arabs may understand. Another one, Surah 41, verse 3. A book thereof, the verses are explained in detail. A Quran in Arabic for people who understand. Another one, Surah 43, verse 3. We have made it a Quran in Arabic that ye may be able to understand. Okay, how about somebody that doesn't speak Arabic? And let me tell you something. I was born and raised in a very educated family. My grandfather, my father, defense lawyers for over 50 years. And my older brother, judge in the Supreme Court. And I was in law school studying the Quran because we have to study Sharia law. And I worked as a lawyer and I studied the Quran. And let me tell you something. The Quran is very difficult to understand. Even my wife studied in Al-Azhar Islamic University in Cairo to become a Muslim teacher, an Arabic teacher. And she told me, Sami, don't feel bad that it was hard for you to understand the Quran. It was hard for me also. Anyway, we'll complete next program, but I need to ask you to join me in prayer, which, remember, the most important thing we can do, because we need God's presence. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We surrender our lives and we rejoice that you are our Heavenly Father. And we are so happy, God, that you are providing us with many information that will help us to help our precious Muslim friends to know the truth about you. God, we pray that you will help us to grow spiritually and to discover your perfect will in our lives. God, we pray that you will equip us and equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we surrender our lives into your hand and we believe in you, that you can, you will use our lives in a powerful way to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine
brothers and sisters. Don't forget, call me, email me if I can help you in any way to share Jesus effectively with your Muslim acquaintances or friends.
And also, if your church need me to come and motivate them and equip them to witness to Muslims, I will try to make it. I do my best to go to as many churches as possible to give the believers what God gave me. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.